to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Mays with you on this Friday morning. Friday the 13th of December. Don't do anything too suspicious today. Good day yesterday, both from an Australian point of view at the golf and at the cricket. We'll start with the cricket, where Manus Labuschagne, another century. This audio courtesy of Fox Sports. How about the prediction here from Mark Waugh?
Down the wicket, just smoke it over mid-off for six, thank you. There's your 100. I reckon you would do that, Gilly. Worth a try. I'm probably have mid-on, actually, if it was you.
Down he goes, Mark Waugh calls it. Has he got enough? He has indeed. Manus Labuschagne. His golden run continues. Runs flowing from his bat, and it's Test match century number three.
Yes, he's having a fantastic summer, Manus Labuschagne. We'll hear from him in just a second. Meanwhile, in the golfing world, all eyes on the President's Cup yesterday. A little bit fearful of what this could have turned out to be on day one, but it was a dream come true for the internationals. 4-1 they lead after the opening day's play.
That'll get him going a little bit more.
Louis Oosthuizen and they're part of a winning combination. We'll run you through the foursomes matchups in just a second on The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Meanwhile, coming up after six this morning, Half Whitey and Rama are back to guide you through your Friday morning. We'll head to New Zealand off the top as well with Jeeva Mentor, the Pies netball team. Is doing a bit of pre-season training over there. We'll have a chat to her about that. We might talk to her about picking up a CBE as well from the Queen. She got to meet her a couple of weeks ago, so looking forward to chatting to Jeeva. We've got the early mail for you with the Melbourne Cup winner, Danny O'Brien, to join us just before 7 o'clock. And then after 7, Dean Lester and Nick Quinn in the studio for the Friday form. Looking forward to that head of racing tomorrow at headquarters. Ian Baker Finch will join us after 7:30 after that magnificent day one for the internationals in the President's Cup. We'll have a bit more of a chat about the whiteout with Dean Vickerman from Melbourne United. Massive game against the Sydney Kings. Then we'll focus in on the Big Bash, which starts in a couple of days' time. Kane Richardson from the Renegades, who are, of course, the defending champions. He will join us as they start their campaign on Thursday next week. And then the Friday face-off to finish things off before 8:30. Let's start, though, with the cricket from yesterday. Australia won the toss, selected to bat and at stumps on day one. 4 for 248 after 90 overs in the sweltering heat. Over in Perth. Manus Labuschagne not out at the crease. He's 110 from 202 deliveries, including 14 fours and that six to bring up his century. Travis Head, also the not out batsman at the crease, 20 from 34 deliveries. Warner made 43 after a brilliant caught and bowled by Neil Wagner. He was dismissed. Joe Burns out cheaply. LBW bowled de Gronholm for 9. Steve Smith was stuttering, never looked in, which is weird to say with Steve Smith. He made 43 from 164 deliveries out there for a very long time. Pretty good when you're going not that well to still make 43 runs and be out there for so long. Matthew Wade was bowled as he left one, clipped the top of off. He made 12. So Australia 4 for 248 at stumps. The best of the bowlers, Neil Wagner. He took 2 for 52, a wicket also for to Gronholm and Southee as well. Let's have a listen to Manus Labuschagne, the man of the moment with his third test century. We'll have a listen to him about that shot he attempted to bring up his ton.
I don't know, I got within one shot and I sort of just, I wanted to do it because they were quite up. It was quite a tough field because they had those offside fielders, so scoring was quite slow. So, I was kind of just waiting for the ball, the right ball, so I could come and got it. I didn't get all of it too, so I was kind of watching to see if it just went over. So luckily enough, it did.
Manus Labuschagne speaking there. He was also asked about his batting position. Was told about a week ago that Tim Payne and Justin Langer had a conversation with him about his position at the Gabba as to whether he wanted to bat number 3 or number 5. He put his hand up for number 3.
Yeah, Justin did ask me when I was when we were at the Gabba because we waited so long to bat, and you know you burn a lot of mental energy when you're next in. And he said, "Oh, you know, dude, do you want to go down? I kind of laughed. I was like, you're joking, aren't you? You're kidding. And he was, I still don't know if he was being serious. And I was like, I'm definitely not letting Smithy bat in front of me, no chance. So, I really enjoy batting at number three. I enjoy getting out there. I think, sitting and watching is quite draining. So I've had to do that a few times, which has been great from a team. But, it's good to get out there batting at number three, yeah. I really do enjoy batting at number three, but by no means am I comparing myself to Ricky Ponting or players of that calibre. But, for me, it's just about making big contributions. And if I do get in, making sure that, those contributions aren't, small hundreds or 50s or 60s, that they're big scores to put Australia in good positions.
More from Manus to come later in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head to the Kiwi camp now. One sour note was Lachie Ferguson, who did pull out blame, grabbed at his right calf as he was walking back to the top of his mark. He went off before 14, didn't return. So a bit of heartbreak there for him. And Neil Wagner was asked about his fitness post-match.
Gutted, isn't it? It's just one of those things. It's pretty, pretty heartbreaking for him. I know he'll be devastated as well. And, we all sort of, obviously, we'll get right behind him. And hopefully it's not too bad. We haven't heard anything back yet. So hopefully, it's good or better news than what everyone is expecting.
Yeah, do you think there's any chance at all that he can bowl again in this match?
I've got no answer for you. Sorry, I think he's away at the moment having a scan. So hopefully, I don't know how long it takes over here, but hopefully we'll find out pretty soon. And fingers crossed for him. It's not too bad. He's a quality player and we would have loved to see him bowl more and see what he could have done.
So Australia to resume a little later on today at 4 for 248. Certainly is a sporting feast for you. Hopefully you've got a TV in the background at work so you can keep a tabs across the President's Cup and also the cricket, one running into the other. Let's run you through the President's Cup scores from day one. And it was a good day for the internationals. They currently lead 4-1. This is a dream start for them. They didn't start too well with Mark Leishman and Joachim Niemann going down 4-3 to Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods. Tiger was outstanding yesterday. The rest of his team, though, let him down. Adam Hadwin and Sung Jae Im were able to win one up against Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. 2-1 win for Adam Scott and Ben Ann over Bryson DeChambeau and Tony Finau. Hideki Matsuyama and CT Pham were one up against Webb Simpson and Patrick Reed. And a big win for Abraham Anser and Louis Oosthuizen. 4-3 over Dustin Johnson and Gary Woodland. So 4-1. The internationals leading. You need 15.5 points to win the President's Cup. So we'll wait to see the foursomes a little later on today, where play starts a little later than yesterday. These are the day two matchups running through them for you. Louis Oosthuizen and Adam Scott to play Dustin Johnson and Matt Kuchar, who had a rest yesterday. Adam Hadwin and Joachim Niemann against Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. Mark Leishman and Abraham Anser against Webb Simpson and Patrick Reed. Ben Am and Hideki Matsuyama to play Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas. And then Sung Jae Im and Cameron Smith, who also had a rest yesterday for the internationals. They'll play Gary Woodland and Ricky Fowler in match 10. So if the internationals can gain or at least split the points today, it is going to make for an intriguing weekend of golf out there at Royal Melbourne. Let's have a listen to Adam Scott, who was pretty happy after day one.
No, it was great out there. It's a big day getting this off and running. There's been a big build-up and everyone's got the emotions flying. But playing well down the stretch and being able to close our match out today felt really good. I think more of the same. We're all a little bit excited today, but it's a long week ahead of us. There's still four more sessions and it'll be now reset for tomorrow and try and do it all again.
Adam Scott there after day one. Before we leave that, let's hear from Tiger Woods. He started brilliantly for the US team, but the rest of his teammates weren't able to go on with it later on in the day.
Well, we have to go out and earn the cup, and we're not done. We're not out of it. of it yet, and it's a long week.
How much does this dictate what you'll do tomorrow, the result of today, or will you stay with the original game plan that you had coming into the week?
We have a plan, and obviously we have contingencies, and so we're going to talk about things right now and get after their pairings.
Tiger Woods there yesterday after the Internationals lead 4-1 after day one. Let's head to the NBL from last night as well, and Perth and Cairns were clashing. There is, of course, a couple of games to come with Melbourne interest, with South East Melbourne playing tonight and then Melbourne United in action tomorrow. But last night, the Wildcats too good for the Taipans, 88-84 away from home. Have a listen here to Trevor Gleeson after the win.
Yeah, I think it started off well. There's two hustle plays to start the quarter. We got an offensive rebound with Clint. Kick it out to Jesse, hit a three. Then Nick did a great hustle play to get a steal. So I carried over that, you know, winning those little battles. It really set us in good position, especially when we were six down in the last quarter. So really got us focused and back in the hunt. Yeah, they just kept on hitting threes in that first half. It was like, golly, but sometimes you got to play through that, you know. Here the crowd gets involved and they, you know, play so well lately. And it was just like, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And full credit to our guys, the resilience and grit that we showed out there in that last quarter. It was fantastic.
There we go, Trevor Gleeson after the win. As I mentioned before, it is the whiteout tomorrow with Melbourne United facing the Sydney Kings at home at 5:30. It's going to be a huge crowd there. Down at Melbourne Arena, and let's have a listen to Mello Trimble, who's very excited about the prospect of such a hyped match.
Pretty happy for the game. It's a big matchup, us versus Sydney. The matchup speaks to itself. Me versus Casper, Bogut, Long, you know, Chris Golding, Kevin Lish. So, I mean, I feel like the matchup speaks for itself. We're ready for the game. You know, we lost them last time, so we're definitely going to get back. And, you know, they come into our place. And, you know, they had a tough weekend last week. But, you know, none of that matters. We know that, you know, coming to play against us and we playing against them, like you said, it's like a championship match.
When did they get on top last time? Can you specify?
One specific thing I don't want to, you know, mention, but it is what it is, part of the game. But other than that, I felt like they just kind of got going early. You know, they made a lot of shots, and I think they shot almost 60%. You know, throughout the whole game, and you're not going to really beat a team they shoot like that. And that was that. It's no more if they did better than us, but shoot the ball better than us. And because we scored a lot of points, scored almost 100 points, and they scored 110. But like I said, it's just they were shooting 60%. Sorry to stop that.
There we go. Mello Trimble speaking ahead of the big clash tomorrow. Looking forward to that one. Dean Vickerman to join us just before 8 o'clock this morning. Before we head to the ad break, let's catch up with a bit of the Melbourne focus in the A-League as well. We know it's been a horror start for Melbourne Victory and Marco Kurtz in his new role as head coach there. They face the Wellington Phoenix at home at Amy Park. Andrew Nabu says the form turnaround is coming.
You know, the positive that me personally, that I took out of it is that it's probably one of the games that we've created most of our chances, as in the most chances. I thought, you know, against Perth, although we did win 1-0, we didn't create as much as we did against Western United. So, you know, on another day, four or five of those go in and it's a different conversation we're having.
Andrew DeBoot speaking yesterday. One of the issues we spoke about with Scott Jamieson, captain of Melbourne City earlier in the week on the Summer Sanctum, was the salary cap. Since then, it has been a bit of a talking point within the A-League. Robbie Fowler was asked yesterday about it and how difficult he's found it in his first year in charge up in Brisbane.
It's been a bit of a nightmare, to be honest, yeah. I think when you look at some of the teams and, you know, I don't know how teams do it. For example, you look at Sydney last week when we played them, you know, there's players on, you know, mega, mega deals. You know, I know there's a way round salary caps, but, you know, I'm still learning.
Robbie Fowler speaking there for all the loopholes in the A-League salary cap. He's got a few more to discover by the sounds of things. Let's finish the A-League with Marcus Babbel. He has been under a bit of criticism, especially from head office at the FFA, about his behaviour. But he says, despite a show cause notice from headquarters, he won't be stopping here showing his emotion.
Yeah, if not, then I stop my career. This is why I love this game. You know, this is an emotional game, and yeah. But this is hard for us because we miss now 7 points. And if you see the table, if you have 7 points more, then you can see where you are. But it is like it is. Keep going, you know. This is it's hard, but it's a period. And we hope now in the future it will not happen too often against us anymore that, yeah, that we have these decisions against us.
Marcus Babbel there speaking from the Western Sydney Wanderers yesterday. So just to run you through the Melbourne fixtures, Western United actually play Brisbane Roar tonight. That's up at Suncorp Stadium at 7:30. Amy Park is the venue tomorrow for the Melbourne Victory hosting the Wellington Phoenix. And then Melbourne City, as we discussed with Scott Jamieson, have to wait until Sunday to play the Newcastle Jets. Time for a break on RSN. We'll be back after this at 10 to 6.
This is the Breakfast Bite.
Walks it into front court. Jeff Green looking inside. Here's Joe. Ingles on a drive, pick and roll. Rooney to the rim, and there's another two-hand hammer.
Well, everything happening here.
Very handy performance by Joe Ingles yesterday in the Utah Jazz's 127-116 win over the Timberwolves in the NBA yesterday. Meanwhile, the Hornets beat the Nets. Clippers over the Raptors. Rockets beat the Cavaliers. The Pacers beat the Celtics. And the Lakers beat the Magic as well. Ben Simmons and the 76ers in action at midday today as they play the Celtics. So that'll be one to have on in the background at work if you're lucky enough. Let's head to the NRL now, where Craig Bellamy had his say on the Josh Adokar situation, which seems to be on tenterhooks at the moment, despite having 2 years left on his contract. We'll come back to that one in just a second. Meanwhile, to the footy world, where Ben Buckley has spoken about a fresh start at North Melbourne.
It was born out of, I guess, frustration and impatience to be successful on the field and off the field. We've done a fantastic job in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years of building a sustainable operational platform, but ultimately we exist to play in premierships. We haven't played in a premiership since 1999. As a board, we're ambitious, we're impatient, we want to be successful, and we think with a new lineup to support Reece, as he's in his first year as a full-time coach, and to Jack Siebel, who's here with us today, we've got an outstanding leadership group. I think we proved this year that we can be competitive with the best teams in the competition and the teams that made the finals, and we beat a few of those. And if we can produce that form consistently, then I've got no doubt that we can put ourselves in a, you know, in the frame in the next couple of years.
Let's head back to the NRL now, where Craig Bellamy was speaking yesterday about Josh Adokar.
He'll be here Monday. Yeah, so we expect that he'll fulfil his contract. So until something happens other than that, that's what we're expecting. Yeah. I think he's having some issues with his manager at the moment as well, or they're having issues with each other. So, as I said, you know, it's you know, he's got another 2 years to run his contract, and you know, we'll be expecting him to see out those 2 years.
Let's hear a little bit more now from Manus Labuschagne, the century maker on day one over in Perth. He spoke about his conversations with Steve Smith out in the middle.
You'd be surprised, we don't actually talk much out there. We talk more off the field, but we don't really talk much. I mean, if there's a bit of swing or something sort of unforeseen is going on, or you know, yeah, we would discuss it there. But in terms of out there, we're not really talking. We're not really talking that much about, we're talking about the game, but, you know, he's working stuff out by himself. I mean, he's the best batsman in the world for a reason. So he's, you know, and you could see as that innings progressed, he was getting the rhythm and the timing. So, yeah.
Manus, just on those conversations off the field with Steve, he's obviously been in runs of form like you're enjoying at the moment before. Does he have anything to say about how you go when you're in that kind of a zone? He's spoken before about how just things, the game just seems to come to him in periods like that. Has he spoken to you about it?
No, we haven't really spoken to... I mean, when's he really been out of form is the question. He scores runs pretty consistently, so... but it's just about riding the wave, like not trying to get too high when you are going well. So it's just about trying to keep everything consistent.
Marnus Labuschagne there speaking yesterday after his magnificent century. The Aussies 4 for 248 over in Perth. Meanwhile, the international team leads 4-1 in the President's Cup. Certainly is going to be a big weekend of racing and sports. Stay tuned. The Breakfast Club up next. Half Whitey and Rama to take you through your Friday.